This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to A Little Fish on Joy 94.9, and I'm very excited because I'm joined in studio right now by James Kane. How are you going there, James?
I'm pretty well. How are you?
I am fantastic, and like I said before, excited. So I'm going to start by saying I know nothing about DJing, completely nothing. So I'm a virgin, a DJ virgin, and yep. I don't know even what it's about, how it starts or anything like that. So why don't you tell me how you got involved in it?
Well, I was about 10 years old and my father took me to one of his friends' nightclubs during the day just to like have a chat to him. And in the venue there was some DJs just mucking about on like the equipment and that sort of stuff. And so I kept watching them and then it looked really interesting. So told Dad I wanted to, you know, maybe get into it. He thought it was just a fad, but after year of nagging or something, he finally brought me decks and I started messing about on those, and yeah, that was it.
Now, you would have had some pretty good street cred as an 11-year-old.
No, I wasn't actually telling anyone at that age.
No, because you wanted to keep all the DJing for yourself?
No, it's because I was just too, like, embarrassed to tell anyone what I was doing at home.
Well, that's all changed right now because you've now started your own night and you're well out.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
into the DJ world. You've started, what's it called now?
It's called No Future.
And that is just a fantastic achievement for you to be doing on your own, you know, getting your music out there. And so how did it all come about?
Well, I was helping a friend with her Wednesday night at the same venue called All the Tired Horses, and I was speaking to the owner of the venue and she was telling me how she was really bored on Thursday nights because there was nothing but after work drinks, and so I offered to like attempt to do something on a Thursday. So I got my friend Tom Forward and we got together some ideas, asked some DJs and bands if they wanted to play, and they all seemed pretty keen on the idea.
Fantastic. So why did you want to start your own thing? I mean, was there something missing out in the nightlife in Melbourne?
Well, the whole point of No Future was really just to like bring back a DIY sort of thing where there's no rules really and it's open to anything, not just like selected few genres and stuff like that.
Fantastic. So what kind of music do you play mainly on a typical set?
In a typical set, I usually play anything between like really psychedelic mellow electronica to really filthy dubstep.
Fantastic. So you just get dirtier throughout the night.
I guess so.
And so about dubstep, is it here to stay, I wonder?
It seems pretty solid at the moment, but most things are just a fad like disco and stuff like that. But I'd like for it to stay.
It is. It's a mad style of music, although I can just imagine, in 50 years' time, we've got all these little kids listening to God knows what, and they go to the grandpa's house, and he's rocking out to dubstep in his nursing home.
That would be a pretty good image, I reckon.
Yeah, so if we can keep it to stay, that's the goal for dubstep for me. What makes a good DJ, in your opinion?
Good song selection, I guess, and well, knowledge of the equipment, but mostly just song selection.
Yeah, definitely. But do you think it's a hard scene to break into?
Oh, definitely not, no. You can just, like, everyone runs a night now, and you can just approach people with a mixtape, and if they like it, which mostly people very open to different sort of music, then, yeah, you'll probably get a set somewhere.
Fantastic. But did you get a good reception when you started with No Future? Did you find you had no trouble finding other DJs and stuff to come along? And
Well, I've been playing at like various other places as well, so you gradually get to meet other DJs and other bands and stuff, and so you gather a sort of list of people that you can just go to and ask if they're keen, and everyone seemed keen on like a new sort of night, I guess.
Fantastic. So are you aware of your competition out there? I mean, Thursday night is becoming, it's such a huge prominent night out there.
Yeah, I'm very aware of my competition, although I don't like competing very much.
No, I mean, is it difficult to put your night above other Thursday nights?
Yeah, it really is. Well, I don't think our night's really above anything at the moment because it's just started, but don't like competition, I guess. It's for wankers. I'm just doing my own thing.
Fantastic. That's the way that you should always see it. And I think that's why you're probably so popular anyway, because you've got your own thing going on. So if I'm going to be cool and quote Pink right now, if God was a DJ, what is your ideal club night?
I could do some shameless promotion and just say No Future, but no.
Use creativity.
I actually can't think of one of the headphones just went out.
Oh, no. Here, let me... we'll have to deal with those issues later. But you're still coming through nine there. But if you can't think of any ideas, then I suppose then it's all open for you to create them.
Anywhere's a good place for a party in heaven.
Yep, so you think you can have a party anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So that is the notion from James Kane on Ideal Nights Out. So you've brought along some mixes today share with us, yes?
Yeah, one of which is a remix I've done of Dancing Hills, which was released today on iTunes.
And fantastic.
Another one's just something I whipped up a while ago, but yeah.
All right, so you can introduce them, and you've got your handy left-hand man over in the corner there working the tracks. So why don't you hit it with Dancing Hills?
Yes. Well, this is Out of This by Dancing Hills, and this is my remix.
Fantastic. You've been listening to Little Fish on Joy 94.9.
What are you gonna get out of this? What are you gonna get out of this? Keep it all on your side. The kids are out.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Fish on Joy 94.9. I'm in studio right now with James Kane, and that was his remix of Dancing Hills, yes? And you've got one more song for us today.
It was something I've done about 2 years ago now, and it's not my best, but it's better than the other things that we have lined up here, so...
Don't talk yourself down so much, James.
Don't mean to. It's just, yeah.
He's a lot better than he says he is. No, this is fantastic. So what's it called?
It's called Isle of Space.
Isle of Space. All right. So you've been listening to Little Fish with Hannah and James Kane in studio. So keep listening. This is one of his great remixes. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.